Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just
got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The city of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Hey.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39 local time, 8:39 Eastern time. And if you're on the West Coast, it's even earlier. How about it's 6:39 a.m.? Today, of course, is April the 29th. And we know that you're probably well on your way this morning. And as always, we ask you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And remember, in most parts of the country, and it varies, but school zones are in effect until around 9 a.m. And so school zones are flashing. Yesterday was the first day back for Central Louisiana students who had been on a wonderful, wonderful spring break. And so I don't know about you and your kids and how yesterday was, but you know, yesterday we call Momentum Monday. And you know, after we left the microphone on Momentum Monday, it is amazing how the universe brings to you exactly what you try to impart and give to others. And so as we left the microphone, God sent us a wonderful, wonderful man of God to really impart a lot of momentum in us on yesterday. And you know, we talk about Momentum Monday on Monday because we're trying to get our week started. We want you to get your week started off on point and on the right foot. And so yesterday, we just got such an impartation and really confirmation about things that God was speaking into our lives. And, you know, yesterday after we left the microphone, you know, we kind of talked about how gloomy the weather was and how kind of challenging it is to have your momentum on Momentum Monday. But really what we started to understand is that those days are going to come. Every day can't be a bright, sunny day, but it is our thinking, our state of mind that really propels us into the momentum that we need, regardless to what the weather says or what it looks like. And so that holds true every single day. Now, this morning as we were traveling in, it was a little bit foggy out, and we believe that that's going to lift a little bit later, and it did lift as we got closer into town. But we want to encourage you, as we always do, to give yourself enough time to get there safely and carefully, and most importantly, to stay engaged. And you know what we always say, yesterday is over. So no matter what happened on your Monday, it's over. You get a fresh new start today. You got a new set of downs. And so you get grace for today. And so whatever happened yesterday, just wipe the slate clean and start fresh today. If your kids had a kind of slow, sluggish start out of the gates yesterday, just make that impartation into them. Speak those good, positive words into them so that they will finish the rest of the school year strong. And you can do that for yourself as well. And so as you're traveling in this morning, if you were on your mobile device on yesterday, it's over. You can do just a little bit better today, and you can wait until you get to a safe spot to send that text message or to check that email. As we all are so encompassed and so just caught up in our mobile devices, we're all guilty. And so all we're asking is that you do a little bit better today than you did yesterday, and know that someone else's life could depend on your being engaged. And so if you stay off of your cell phone and you're watching out for others, then it could prevent an accident. And we've said it many, many times, still seeing way too many accidents in the South traffic circle, still seeing too many people in a hurry, too many people unengaged. And so this morning, just food for thought. You know, you can take it, and hopefully you take it like a buffet. You take what you like and you leave the rest, but hopefully you will understand that it helps every single one of us the more we stay off those phones, behind the wheel, and we think, oh, I got it. I'm a great multitasker. Well, you know what? You don't want to be that person that says all I had to do was wait. So we made it past Monday. DC and I still have really, really great momentum. You know, yesterday it was sort of a pull where you could kind of feel in the atmosphere, D.C., that people just didn't have a whole lot of energy, that just didn't want to get that momentum on yesterday. You could kind of feel it, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could kind of feel that. And, you know, after talking with the Reverend Dr. Joe Green, you know, he was saying that a lot of times, you know, when it's gloomy weather like that, you know, it tends to have a pull on people. I didn't know that because, you know, you know.
I didn't either, and it really made me go back and sort of look at what scientists said about that, and it said that it has a lot to do with our circadian rhythm, or the rhythm that our body naturally has, and it has to do with that, you know, that melatonin, that, you know, that the sunlight. It's really so much easier to be up when the sun is shining. But what we really have to realize is that every day is a gift, and that every day is special, regardless of what the weather is. And so as we were trying to really, really propel people into the week, get them started, you know, God just sent the man of God to really shower us with really great momentum.
Well, I know what I did, you know, when I...
What did you do?
When I figured out... about Reverend Joe S. Green and what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was went to his Facebook page and sent him a friend request, because it's a whole bunch of stuff he's putting on that Facebook page that you could actually go read that will uplift you.
And you know what? The operative word is read, DC, and most people are not really reading at the pace or the rate that we should be. And so that's why we read a lot. We bring some of the best authors in the country to our audience, because we want to empower you to be readers. And when we empower adults to be readers, DC, hopefully our kids will be empowered to be readers as well.
Absolutely. And that's what we do. We disseminate information, and we do like to provoke in people to be thinkers, you know. And, you know, to be thinkers, you have to have information, and you have to, you know, as opposed to being told what to think. You know,
right.
You know, we're just not that type of program, you know, to where we're that narcissistic. But, you know, basically, you know, what we try to do is impart information to you so that you can make up your own mind, make your own decisions. Because no two people see things exactly the same. You
know?
And to think that everybody's going to see everything exactly the way I do is really ridiculous. So, you know, what we do is we try to bring just an assortment of information. You know, so that you can broaden yourself, you know, and we try to give enough information to where, even if you don't read the book we're speaking to you about, you'll have enough information from that particular topic to have some information to where it'll at least provoke your thought into thinking where you stand on a particular situation, you know, and you can because people are smart.
Absolutely.
And people can figure things out for themselves. And that's how we approach this whole process, is that we see the people as intelligent, astute, you know, progressive, so that they can figure things out for themselves.
I love that. You're absolutely so on point. And you know what? There is so much mess going on in the world, and so many things that you can get inundated in that will absolutely just
ruin your day. Hey, but we're here to pick you up and just make you feel much better about yourself, about the people that are around you, you know, and not taking one isolated situation and try to just ream you with it to where the rest of your day is just horrible.
Just it's in the can before you even get there. And so that's our mission every single day. And we thank you for joining and being a part of it, because we know that you are smart, that you do have the ability to figure out life's challenges and to figure them out with balance. And I love what Wendy Aronson said on yesterday. She kept me really balanced, DC, because you know how you can get in a place and you can just think that your way is the way.
Absolutely.
And you will be so out of balance.
What's that called?
What is that called?
Self-righteous.
That's called self-righteous.
Everything that you say is right.
Yeah.
You know.
That's exactly right. You know, and there is no balance. And when there is no balance, you're just always one-sided.
Oh, and don't put God back. Oh, God said it.
Right. And,
oh, man.
And then that's how people get really, you know, they get really off the path, because you allow all of these things to come in. And you have to really... And Lisa Campos says it all the time. You have to be able to filter.
Yeah.
You know, you do have to have a good enough filter that you can filter through the maze of mess that's out there. But speaking of filtering and mazes, we have been approached, DC, via our website and really speaking to a lot of women, that have said to us that they are challenged in their marriages, in their relationships, and they feel that because they are challenged, unequally yoked, mm-hmm. that they refuse to live like that.
Right.
And I have spoken to at least five separate women who don't know each other
right.
within the last probably 2 weeks that have said to me, just in confidence, if I knew then what I know now, I would not have married my husband.
Wow.
That's what I said. And I said, you know what? This is something. And then we're getting inundated with authors that are talking about marriage. We're getting inundated with people just sort of sharing what it is they'd like to hear, where they are. And we said, you know what? This is something that we have to talk about because there are so many schools of thought about being unequally yoked in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes women and men can get, just what you said, self-righteous.
And that's good, Carlette. And I like what our team did. It said, okay, we're mm-hmm. getting this a lot. You know, instead of coming on here telling you what we did or what we do, or what we think you should do, we went out and conjured up some professionals who not only lived it, wrote about it, researched it, have facts mm-hmm. to support what they're saying. And that's how we like to do it here. You know, no innuendo.
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 You are a mess.
No innuendo in gossip.
Well, you know what, DC? I am drinking from my Be Fulfilled cup this morning, and I feel
Be Fulfilled.
I feel totally fulfilled this morning. And you know what? If you're saying, David and Carlette, that is me. I am living in an unequally mismatched marriage. I promise you, this is a conversation
you
absolutely cannot, you should not miss. Therefore, you gotta stay on point. The official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Roy Law Office. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office is a third generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact Chris Roy Jr. at the Roy Law Offices, 318-487-0991. Don't forget, hurricane season is approaching. We've already seen a lot of bad weather rip through other parts of different states, and our hearts and prayers go out to those families. And so we want to make sure that you're protected with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team. Get to a better state with State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to introduce you to our guest right after this. We're back in a moment.
The city of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods.
Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you should be comfortably on your way by now. It's about 4 minutes after 8 local time, 4 minutes after 9 Eastern time, and 4 minutes after 6 Pacific time. Now, I alluded to you very early on the West Coast. I alluded to you what we were going to be talking about this morning, and this is what I want you to do. If you are yourself in a marriage that is spiritually unequal, i.e. unequally yoked, or even mismatched, or you've got a sister friend or a brother friend that is in a relationship that they feel is spiritually unequal, I want you to get on the phone, text message them if you're in a safe place, and tell them that they need to be on point. You can go via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can just go to any of our various outlets via the FM radio. Let me introduce you to our guests this morning. They are two co-authors. Lynn Donovan is a compelling Bible study leader and national speaker who writes for spirituallyunequalmarriage.com, the website that she founded in 06. Well, Lynn has been featured on the 700 Club, Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson's Family, just to say a few. And she is also the co-author of the award-winning Winning Him Without Words. Her co-author, Deneen Miller, has won several prestigious awards for her fiction and her devotional writing, and has been featured in Our Journey and Christian Women Online magazine. Married for 23 years, she is the co-author of Winning Him Without Words, 10 Keys to Thriving in Your Spiritually Mismatched Marriage. And they're joining us from sunny Southern California, Temecula, California, and San Jose, California. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us. We're so happy to be here and get to know everyone and say hello, share our story.
Absolutely. And thank you for getting up so very early with us this morning. Well, Lynn, I want to start with you, and I want to start with why you felt compelled to tell your story of being, you call it unequally yoked, and then you sort of transition to being in a mismatch marriage. Why did you feel that it was important to share your story?
Well, I've been married to my husband now going on 22 years. And in the early years, it's a very difficult challenge when you come to the realization, wait a minute, my husband and I, who were living in the same house, my best friend on earth, we're raising kids, we're not seeing the world the same way. We have different worldviews. You know, I sift my world through the lens of the Bible, and his compass is often media, and I was discovering we are way apart on our core beliefs. And I realized then, you know, that I was unequally yoked or spiritually mismatched with my husband. We just weren't in the same place. He didn't believe in Jesus as the Lord of his life, and I was falling head over heels in love with my Savior. And this mismatch became a great point of contention and conflict within our marriage, and there was a profound season of loneliness that I had to walk through as I grew in my faith. You know, I wanted to share what was happening in my heart and how my life was changing, and my husband, quite frankly, was hostile and did not want to hear anything about it. And so as I walked through this long season of discovering my faith and learning to navigate my faith within my home and my marriage and overcome all of the struggles and the challenging dynamics, marriage is hard anyway, mm-hmm. and when you're on the same page, but then we had some extra struggles, I overcame all this through the power and love of Jesus Christ and his transformative love that just overflowed in my heart. And it was at that time I wanted to help others on the path that was, you know, following behind me, to not waste as many years struggling, and to help them know that, yes, you can thrive in these kinds of marriages with an unbeliever and do it well and raise children to faith and, you know, not get hung up so many years in the loneliness and some of the challenges. So I just began writing and started our blog back in 2006 because there weren't many resources at the time available for, you know, the thousands of us that are walking this journey. So I'm just compelled out of love and out of the knowledge that I know Jesus will walk with us and that you can live a wonderful, thriving married life with your pre-believer.
Now, let me do this, Lynn. I want to rewind because in the book, you describe yourself as the prodigal daughter. And so, you know, just like many, and I really want to add this caveat for people listening, because this is not just for women or men who have spouses that are unbelievers, i.e. atheists. And you're just very bold about that in the book. But this is being unequally yoked in many realms. But you talk about yourself as being the prodigal daughter. And so you see these things in your husband, but yet you still move forward. Talk about that thought process.
Okay. How I came to be in this marriage was I grew up in Sunday school, and, you know, I went to Sunday school with my family, and I learned, you know, the songs and participated every week. But I really believe I had a relationship more with church than with the Almighty. And because of that and lack of heart, love in my heart with an understanding that I needed in my 20s, I fell away from God in those Sunday school years. And I was absolutely the prodigal daughter. That story in Luke is just still one of my very favorite stories, when the son comes to his senses. Well, it was like when Lynn Donovan finally comes to her senses, she runs home to the father, his arms open wide. And I went running home to my father, his arms open wide, and I ran into his embrace. But as I ran back home, I now was dragging behind me my unbelieving spouse, who was quite angry about the whole situation, and he didn't like this new man in my life. And it was about 3 years into our marriage, you know, when I jumped out of those prodigal years and came to my senses, that, you know, I realized then we were unequally yoked. We are not seeing life the same. And I would like to just share that, you know, our husbands are very supportive of this ministry, and that, you know, we also say for every unbelieving, you know, unmarried believing person out there, not to marry an unbeliever, because we've walked it. We know how very difficult it is. However, for all of us that find ourselves in this unique marriage, there is so much hope. There is grace. There is the power of God's love in our marriages. And that's the hope that we have. And Deneen and I are living proof that God can work through ordinary wives who have been married to pre-believers. That's what we like to call them. And amazing things can happen. And it's our hope that we can encourage those who are walking this journey with us.
Wow. And so, Deneen, for you, you talk about those early years growing up, and not really growing up in a Christian home, but a mom, like many mothers, who made sure that you were exposed to the church and had an understanding about that. And you, too, end up marrying a non-believer. Let's talk about how that happened in your life.
Well, yes, that's true. You know, about age 4, my mom would put me on a bus, take me to a Baptist church that was nearby. So I did get to have some exposure to who Jesus was. And I can remember as a young child walking around and singing Jesus Loves Me and just loving that idea that, you know, there was this entity, this higher power out there looking out for me. So for me, growing up was kind of walking in and out of relationship with God, because I didn't know what it meant to have a relationship with him. And so when I met my husband, we were both kind of still searching. We really hadn't made choices completely. I had accepted Christ as a child, but it was a decision that I don't think really took full hold until I was close to 30. And then that's when God really got a hold of my life. So for me, I'd never heard of that verse. I never read that part of the Bible that says, don't be unequally yoked. So I didn't understand it. And like I said, by the time at age 30, when God pretty much said, you know, you've lived your life for yourself, I want you to, you know, come live it for me. I have a plan. And I jumped right in.
Let me stop you right there. When you got that word or that unction, were you aware of what that really was? Like understanding that you weren't living your life with God's purpose in mind, but your own. Did you really understand the magnitude of that at that moment?
Probably not completely, but I knew there was a big difference because at that point in our lives, we had been married. We've been married several years. Our daughters were one was a toddler, one was going into grade school. We had it all. We had the American dream. We'd built our house. My husband had a great job. I got to stay home and take care of our girls. But I wasn't satisfied. I wasn't fulfilled. And, God, at that point, a wonderful neighbor who took me to a Bible study at her church. It just opened my eyes, blew open the doors. And those weeks, I walked around my house. I wouldn't let go of my Bible because it was like a New York Times bestseller. I couldn't get enough of it.
That's wonderful. And then so you start on your journey. So this is what I want to do because I don't want anybody to get the misperception that being unequally yoked just means that you have a partner that doesn't believe in God. Lynn, talk about really the magnitude of what being unequally yoked in a marriage means.
Sure. Many of the readers, we have a large readership at our blog, and I would say probably more than half or right about half are actually readers who find themselves married to someone that proclaims to be a believer, but they are miles apart and where they are on their spiritual journey. Or often people will marry and find out, my spouse was a believer. He's really not. He doesn't even want to go to church. And that's a heartbreaking place to be when you have that realization. But being spiritually mismatched can be a wide variety of things, from, a spouse who has another faith and they can be, zealous about it or apathetic. And so there is a huge, variance from one end to the other. And even believers who are married to another believer, there's times where they're just growing in their faith and their spouse isn't, and they find it, that spiritual disconnect very troubling or lonely. Mm-hmm. And it can be men as well. Often we have men readers who their wife just isn't in the same place. And so it stretches way across the board, and we just embrace everyone that's walking this. We know there's a season that they'll go through that they need to know they're not alone because, at the local church level, rarely is being spiritually mismatched addressed from, teaching or Bible study. And we're starting to find more and more as churches embrace, this kind of population in the church, because people who are spiritually mismatched, they are prayer warriors, and boy, do we love to serve at the local church. We find great satisfaction and peace and by serving in the local church. And so all those people out there who are in church leadership, man, find this population in your church, because these ladies, these men, we love to serve. We find great satisfaction in being able to love others and serve, especially when we're unable to do so much in our home at times.
Now, let me stop you there. Now, that is almost a dichotomy, so to speak, because that believer, like Deneen said, once she really found the word, she was in the word, she was moving toward God, probably moving toward your local church, Deneen. But then you've got this issue of a husband that is wondering why it is that you are at church so much. So how do you balance the two? Deneen, talk about that.
Well, to be perfectly honest, in the beginning, I didn't do a very good job of it because I jumped in so much on fire and excited on this new path, and was certain when my husband came home with a Bible one day that he was going to be following behind me and join me in that. So when he finally told me he decided he was an atheist instead, I was
Man, what I did that shocked. Do to you? What did that do to you when those words, like, fell out of his mouth?
I felt, honestly, I felt like I'd been punched in the gut. I was devastated. I think, you know, the Bible verse that talks about how the Holy Spirit speaks and moans and groanings, that's the one time I believe truly that I heard the Holy Spirit grieving.
Wow.
And it was difficult. But, the next day, just working through that and to, when my husband came home from work that day and I was still trying to deal with it and I didn't even realize that I was kind of avoiding him. And he just looked at me and he said, "Are you ever going to be able to look at me again?" And it just struck my heart and convicted me because I realized I can't stop loving him. I don't want to stop loving him, and God does not want me to stop loving him. And this is important, that I walk in this the way God wants me to walk in it, because I can't do it on my own. And that's when my walk started, in this place of being mismatched, and God led me each way, part of the journey, and still does. And how do I show my husband love and acceptance and just love him for who he is, just like Christ does. Jesus is wonderful, how he shows us in the Bible how he just loves people. That's what he does first. He loves them right where they're at. He doesn't tell them what's wrong with them first and then say, "Okay, I'll think about loving you."
Right.
You know, he loves us first. And if he loved me first and is willing to forgive me, then he's got the same heart for my husband. And I'm going to honor that. And I can be part of that process. That's the amazing thing, is I can be a part of that. So when we just hand that over to God and we let him just flow that love through us, it's amazing how we move from this focus on what's lacking in our marriage to what's good and what's working, and we put that burden back on Christ. As he says, you know, his yoke is light, and it is. So, you know, really what he wants us to do is to give him that unequal yoke, and we can carry his.
Absolutely. Lynn and Deneen, let's do this. Let's take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more with Winning Him Without Words, 10 Keys to Thriving in Your Spiritually Mismatched Marriage. And when we come back, we're going to do some breaking down. So this is a conversation that you absolutely want to stay on point for. It's 8:22 local time, 9:22 Eastern time. We're going to get a break. We're back, everybody, right after this.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't do.
Love is killing me, but you're the only one.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. What a spirited conversation this is. This is for all relationships, whether you're married yet, you're not yet married, or you are married and you're married to somebody that you feel that you are unequally yoked with for whatever the reason. The authors today are Lynn Donovan and Deneen Miller. Their book is called Winning Him Without Words, 10 Keys to Thriving in Your Spiritually Mismatched Marriage. Now, Lynn, I want to go back to that thing called balance, that women, we dig in deep, right?
We
found a thing. We found God. Now we knew about him, but now we know him. We've come into relationship with him. And then so we sort of have no balance. We're at the church. We want to be faithful. We want the leaders, the pastors. We want the people to know that we're faithful. But we have no balance. And then we've got this husband, or you've got this husband here, that is not interested in the church for whatever reason. So how did you, Lynn, begin to strike a balance?
Well, and I agree there are so many times that we can just go completely crazy and overboard, and I'm guilty of that. When you start to come back to your faith and it's you're not having that kind of support at home, the natural thing is that I'm going to turn to my brothers and sisters at my church, and
we start spending, like, we go there for Bible study and we're there for choir practice and we go every Sunday and we're going on Tuesday, and and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, our husband becomes threatened. You know, it's like one of our readers wrote, and I think we shared this in the book, that her, when she started returning to her faith, her husband wanted to go find this guy Jesus and punch him in the face because he was making, you know, making him lonely and feeling neglected. And so the first thing we have to do is realize that we can't save our spouse, and we need to have that balance at home. We need to let Jesus save him. You know, he doesn't need our help. Thank you very much. And one of the things I did in the early years, and I've made every mistake in the book, I guess that's why I write about it. You know, I would, one of my favorite things would be to get a 3x5 card, a bright pink card, and I would write scripture on it.
I read that.
And I would tape it to the bathroom mirror thinking, surely he's going to read the truth. You know, God's truth will not return void. And he's going to read the truth right there on the mirror and fall to his knees in his pajamas and ask Christ into his heart. And that's not what happens. And I found that card crumpled up and in the trash. And, you know, manipulating our spouses into a relationship is never going to work. What we need to do is love them. And they need to be assured that our faith is not going to make us unapproachable or shame them. A lot of times men feel shamed or they feel hostile because we're changing. We're not the person that, you know, they married. And every person changes in marriage, but when it comes to faith, we can sometimes just go overboard. It, you know, for me, it was my personal mission to save this man and bring him to the cross. Oh, what a bunch of wasted time. And my poor husband, you know, I did everything. I'd follow him down the hall trying to tell him, and he's trying to get away from me because I'm trying to tell him and convince him about the truth of Scripture. And wow, did I, I made a lot of mistakes. And what we need to do is we need to love them with the love of Christ.
Now,
and
I want,
that's what,
but before you go any further, I want you to really contemplate this and talk about this. Women who would say that are in the very same or similar situations as yourselves, Deneen, that would say, but I know this is not what God wants for me. You know, how do you speak to those women? Because you feel, and you use some key words, Lynn, we're manipulating. It's a bad word. Nobody wants to admit it. It just means you're trying to get that other person to do and be and say and look like what you want. Okay, so we're manipulating. And then we would say to ourselves, because we are self-righteous, that means that we're right because we found God. We're in the Word. We're at the church every time the doors swing open. And then you will say to yourself, I know, Deneen, this is not what God wants for me. How do we speak to those women?
Well, you know, there's a really good piece of scripture that's in 1 Corinthians 7 that talks about being mismatched and about, you know, the unbelieving husband is sanctified through the wife, unbelieving wife is sanctified through her believing husband. And it goes on to say that if the unbeliever wants to leave, let them leave. But Paul also says, you know, how do you know? You know, he's basically saying your presence could be part of the factor that brings your pre-believer to faith. So ideally, yes, God doesn't want us to be mismatched, but I think the importance is to realize the past is the past, and Christ got up on the cross to take care of that, and he's forgiven it, it's wiped clean, and we need to walk in forward in that truth and embrace whatever plan God has for us right there, because he always has a plan for us, and it is always much bigger than us. As Lynn said, it's not just about us. It's not just about our walk with God. It's a whole lot bigger. It's about our pre-believer. It's about our children. It's about the generations that are going to come after us and the legacy we are leaving.
And for
so we really have to have that eternal mindset.
For sure. And for you, Lynn, did you have that sort of same mindset? I know this is not what God has for my life.
Yeah, I think all of us struggle with that. Like, oh, this is what unequally yoked is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard. And, you know, what do I do now? Because, you know, this is really hard. And this is not what God calls us to. But then again, I go back to what Deneen said. There are passages actually throughout Scripture where people are just, you know, 1 Peter 3, where we are to win them without words. Mm-hmm. So God knew that there would be believers that are married to unbelievers. That passage in Corinthians is huge. I mean, I found such liberation in that we can be the ones to change the dynamics of our home. Mm-hmm. And so, I know I should not have been in this marriage. However, I'm more convinced that through the love and power of Christ, the covenant that I made was with God, mm-hmm. to love this man and to be the light and salt in his life. And the children that we bring in, and like Deneen said, the generations are ahead of us, and that even though God said, don't be unequally yoked, I've lived it, I know how difficult it is, I am compelled by love to stand for this covenant of marriage and to be the example that you can walk this out with grace, love, forgiveness, and you can thrive. And also, you have to go through a period of forgiveness, forgiving yourself, because I think a lot of people feel shame, and a lot of times they don't get a good message from their church friends, like when they ask, where is your husband?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel, you know, like you did something wrong, that you're not praying enough, or that you're not strong enough, or that there's something that you did or are not doing to save your husband.
And let me stop you right there. And this is just a word for church people. If you see a woman at church and her husband is not there, it's probably not a good idea to ask where he's at. I just wanted to put that out there. It's probably not a good idea because, now I'm serious, you don't know what that person is going through.
Yeah, we've lived that, and it's painful because we want them to be there so much. We want to share our faith and have a life where we go to church with our husbands and hold their hands and, you know, read the Bible together. We want that so badly. And oftentimes, I know it comes from a place of, you know, goodness in their heart, but it comes across sometimes like there's something wrong with me, that I'm not doing something right to bring mm-hmm. that man to church. And so I think we need to forgive ourselves, and we need to know that's going to happen and be ready for it and walk that forgiveness. We have to forgive ourselves that we married unequally yoked and go, okay, Lord, this is where I am today. I am going to love that man. I am going to love that woman. I am going to love my children, and you're going to love me through it all.
Mm.
And regardless of the guilt and shame and knowing that it's difficult, oh my gosh, I serve the Almighty. What is a mere unbeliever?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm walking in the presence of the Lord, I have his truths to lean on that are never changing, and I have the power of prayer.
And you're not saying that you don't love him. You just don't love where he is.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's a component that we miss. We don't love. It's not that we don't love him. We don't love where he is. And I think all too often we have, as women, because we're nurturers by nature, we decided, and I I'm raising my hand because I'm one of them. I decided early on how I was going to fix my husband. I was going to fix him. You know, but it's true. Aren't we all guilty of fixing him? And then there is this whole issue of, and you talk about it, Lynn, in the book, first learning that, okay, maybe he's not the problem. Maybe the problem is looking me in the mirror.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think I had to come to that conclusion after I tried all the things that mm-hmm. didn't work, you know, manipulation, guilt,
mm-hmm.
you know, forcing him to go to church with me at times. And, oh, what an awful experience that is when mm-hmm. they don't want to be there.
And everybody knows they don't want to be there.
because they're standing there like, why am I in this room?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, we just lived through all of that. And yet, oh, God's faithfulness, he helps us and our
But you know what I hear? You know what I hear from you guys both? That you are so tenderhearted. But what is screaming in the atmosphere to me and out in the universe is I hear those women that are mismatched. They're saying, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I have
true.
Prayed and I have prayed and he is not changing. What do we say to those women?
Well, we are those women.
Yeah, we are.
And we know so many, some that have been in marriages more than 40 years. And all I know is that my husband's unbelief was the cradle, really, that grew my faith. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful for that. There are rich lessons of everyday living that walking this unique journey bring into our lives. I have learned more about forgiveness and thankfulness, and I have learned to pray powerful prayers. I have watched God be faithful to lead my children to faith. And I just want to know, I want to encourage them. There are things God is doing in your life, very beautiful things in your faith walk within you, and don't ever, ever, ever give up or listen to the voice of the enemy that your husband is beyond saving. Because some of these men, it may be a deathbed experience, but we can walk that out. We can do it with the power of Christ. It's maybe not what we wanted for this life, but we have to keep that eternal focus. But there's also such grace and adventure, and we see things maybe a little bit differently because we're on the fringe of the local church, and we see those others that don't exactly fit in, and we embrace them. There's so much richness to this journey that can be found if you step out of your sorrow and you step out of your poor me,
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm going to love this man. He's going to watch Jesus come alive in my life. And it will affect him because that's what it says in 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. So I encourage them, you keep praying. I don't care if it's 40, 50 years. It is serving a purpose of the kingdom of God that will echo throughout generations ahead.
Absolutely. Weigh in on that real quick, Deneen.
You know, what Lynn is saying is exactly it. And the key there is the focus. It really, truly is. Are you going to keep your focus on the mismatch and define your marriage by that? Or are you going to keep your focus upward and trust God and allow him to bring forth the richness of the relationship that is very much there? The mismatch does not need to be the focus and the definition of your marriage. And I think when we do that, that's when we stay in a place of surviving and we're not thriving. Mm. And if we can let go of that and look for the good, you know, God places this potential in us. Ecclesiastes talks about that eternity that he places in every one of us. And if we ask God to help us see that potential in our pre-believer, that's what I've asked God to do. Show me that potential. Help me to always see it. Help me to always see that he is your creation and you have plans for him. And that can be our focus. That can be an opportunity for us also to, you know, to look for opportunities to connect with our pre-believer in different ways. It is a challenge. It is challenging to find other ways to connect intimately when the spiritual connection isn't there.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, Deneen. Let's do this, ladies. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to come back and share a couple of those keys to get people started. The book is called Winning Him Without Words, 10 Keys to Thriving in Your Spiritually Mismatched Marriage. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep. But never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. It's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you weren't expecting this conversation, but that's what's on point, and that's why you've got to stay on point. This morning, we're joined by Lynn Donovan and Deneen Miller. They're co-authors of Winning Him Without Words, 10 Keys to Thriving in Your Spiritually Mismatched Marriage. And to get all the keys and to get all the information, you really got to get the book. But, Lynn, I want you to start with what you think is probably the first key that every single person that has found themselves in a mismatched situation should start with.
I think the first thing they need to know is they're not alone. So often we feel like no one understands me. There's no one at church that knows what I'm going through. And I want to be the voice to say to that woman, it's like, you are not alone. You're not alone because God is standing there. You have the love of Christ with you. But also there is an enormous community of people who gather together on this crazy world of the internet at our website, and we pray for each other. We walk this journey out. We do it with grace and integrity and love. And so if you feel like I don't have any support, no one knows what I'm struggling with, they don't know how hard it is to be with this man who, you know, criticizes my faith, you are not alone. That is the very first message. We will love on you. We will walk this out together. Find us on the internet. Don't ever give up praying, asking God to come in and change the atmosphere of your home. Don't ever stop praying for your children by name. You are not alone. God is walking this out, and there are others who have done it, who are on the journey ahead of you, that can help you and encourage you when you have rough moments. And then you also can turn around and help those who are following behind you. And so just knowing that there's a community, because God made us for relationship and community with him and with each other. And there is a big community worldwide, people walking this out, doing it well in faith and love of Christ. And we will embrace you, find us online, and let God just be the head and love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And watch him transform you, and then from your transformation, your children are affected, your spouse is affected, your marriage changes, and it's the best journey ever.
Let me ask you this, Lynn, through the process, because I know that when you've been in a long-term marriage or relationship, sometimes you get tired, and the cacophony of voices in your head will say, he's never going to change. Had there been times when you were just tired?
Oh, certainly. And when you're weary like that, that's exactly when the devil wants to come in and whisper lies that it's hopeless, that nothing's mattering, what you're doing at home with your faith walk with your husband, your children doesn't matter. And I will be the voice to say, I've lived that, and it feels discouraging. And then Jesus will come into my heart and just pick me up and say, you are serving a bigger purpose than you know right now. You need to believe me. Press into my word. Find your friends that are a voice of encouragement. For me, in the early years, just a Bible study with other women was hugely profound in helping me to regain my encouragement and to walk out of the weariness. Do not grow weary in doing good. because God will astonish you in other ways, and he will bring intimacy in other ways that you can share your faith with other people. He will bring into your life if you cannot do that with your spouse. And it's just an amazing adventure, and I just want to be the voice of encouragement. When you're weary, you find us. We will love on you and help build you back up. And mostly, the Lord Jesus Christ will never let you go.
That is amazing. And for you, Deneen, what's out of those 10 keys, what is the one that you feel helped you the most?